T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Diana Rossini, who's all over it right now, she's killing it on social media, tweeting out within the last 30 minutes, 20 minutes in fact, the 49ers have had conversations with teams, including one team picking in the top 10, about trading either one of their prized wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, in an effort to move up in the first round, per sources. So you would imagine they would trade one of those guys to take one of the three best wide receivers. I'm just going to say right now, that offense is already a cheat code. I don't think they're going to get Marvin. I think Marvin's going to be the fourth pick. Can you imagine Marvin Harrison Jr. in Kyle Shanahan's offense with Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle?
I think it would be pretty special.
Ridiculous. Don't help them. That is my message. And here's the thing. I think right now, given his production, he's wildly underrated. Like, his production's not too far off the truly elite wide receivers in the NFL, and he's sharing the ball with George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Deebo Samuel. So you would imagine if all of a sudden it's him and one other playmaker, that dude should be able to get a 15, 16, 1,700-yard season.
What team is trading? I know she said only one, and I don't know that what else would be included in this, but what team in the top 10 is trading away that pick with a chance to get one of those receivers for a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who's 26 years old, or Deebo, who's 28?
I think Ayuk would be the guy you'd trade for, but I would.
But then you have to pay him right away.
I'll give you the. It's going to be the Bears.
That'd be stupid. Automatically have to pay the guy right now rather than get a rookie for 5 years. So you don't have to pay till year five at least.
Well, okay, but then you've got a bona fide guarantee, and in the Bears, it.
Do we know? I mean, Ayuk, as good as he is, like, he just had his best season last year. Are we sure he's proven?
I mean, you could say that about any ascending player, though. Like, a fair amount of guys fit that profile. I'm not trying to discount what you're saying out of hand, because, like, I would rather Marvin Harrison Jr. than Brandon Ayuk.
Like, I would rather any of the top three receivers rather than him.
I don't know. Wide receiver's just a difficult position. I think that's why it makes sense. Like, honestly, you know, what was it? Justin Jefferson went two picks after Jalen Reagor. There's been countless times. Like, I thought Peter Work was going to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver when he was at Florida State. Came to the NFL and he was gone. And Chad Ochocinco, who was a second-round pick, and Hushman Zada, who was a seventh-round pick, they were better players their rookie years than Peter Work ever was. Now, some of that was injury, but, like, I see what you're saying. I agree with you. But you're still talking about if you can get a first-rounder, a second-rounder, and Brandon Ayuk, and you move down 20 spots.
Well, but you're just trading first round picks at that point. You're not getting a first round.
Well, but
round
I think that's the trade. I think it is to move up.
Right. So in essence, you're just picking up the player in a second round pick.
Yeah. Which again, to drop 20 spots in the draft and pick up Ayuk, and the Bears have like four. I'm trying to talk you into it. I see it. I don't necessarily think I would do it. But, like, the Bears apparently will call anyone. Like, the Bears are telling everyone we're very open to moving the ninth pick. They're trying to give away the ninth pick at this point. That's just why I said the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, I just would say, like, that takes away a huge advantage. And granted, like you said, you're counting on these receivers to be great right away, and you're counting on them to be a home run. But, like, you have a potential franchise quarterback, a potential receiver to equal that you don't have to pay either of those guys. That's a huge advantage.
If you
build the rest of your roster around.
if you already have a young team. You know what I mean? Like, there does come a point where, especially, and I hate to keep going back to the Bears because I don't think they should do it. I think the Bears should trade out because they only have four picks. I don't think the Bears are in a position to pick up a guy like Ayuk. That being said, I understand why you might do it. And they've got a butt ton of cap space still. Also, I think Ayuk is underrated. They shouldn't do it, but I understand it.
Newsom's overrated. He's underrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got problems with my Ayuk take?
I don't know that he's underrated.
When you think of that offense, who do you think of first? It is
Debo.
Not.
Okay. Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Kittle.
Okay. Keep going.
McCaffrey.
Okay. And?
I mean, I definitely think of Ayuk when I think of the receivers.
You said Debo Samuel first.
How much credit are you giving Kyle Shanahan?
He's a hybrid, dude.
Okay.
How much of this is Kyle Shanahan, though?
A lot.
Okay, but, well, okay.
I mean, are you 100% positive that the team trades for Brandon Ayuk that he's going to be the guy that he was in San Francisco right away?
Well, yeah, because it's not like, I don't think systems make wide receivers. Okay? I don't. I think systems can make a quarterback like Brock Purdy be better than he is. I definitely think, like, the 49ers and once upon a time, the Broncos, if you were a running back that had a pulse, you could be a 1,000-yard running back in that system. I don't think it's the same thing for wide receiver. I think wide receivers are made by quarterbacks, so maybe that's where you – but, like
– But you don't like Purdy.
You are correct, which means I like Ayuk even more. I don't dislike Purdy.
Like a big circle here.
I don't dislike Purdy. I just think the hype is through the friggin' roof. Like, he's a good quarterback.
Not after the Super Bowl.
But, like, do I think he's a franchise quarterback? No. And I think people try to I think people conflate and they use things like Tom Brady to conflate good quarterbacks with great quarterbacks simply because you won. And I don't, like, I think any average starting quarterback would look phenomenal in that offense. I think Jared Goff would look like Tom Brady in that offense. I think Baker Mayfield would look like Brock Purdy in that offense.
I mean, Baker was the number one overall pick. Baker has a lot of talent. I think he's a good quarterback.
Well, but right now, who do you think is a better quarterback?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, because I do think the system is really good.
Really good.
It's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know that there's an easy answer there.
In fairness, I don't either. But I think my point was, like, I think if you put Kirk Cousins, I think everything we've ever said about Kirk Cousins goes out the window if Kirk Cousins had found his way to San Francisco this offseason. Actually, they tried to sign Kirk. The whole plan was, I think, they were going to sign Kirk Cousins in 2018, and then halfway through 2017, they made the trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, so they never got around to going after Kirk. And I'll tell you, Kirk Cousins has a Super Bowl ring right now in that scenario in the last 5 years. By the way, that means Jimmy Garoppolo is overrated too, which I think a lot of us called out at the time, but, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, a little overrated. Brock Purdy.
What's going on with Saban's hair?
I believe we call that a dye job.
What?
A dye job. What do you think I said?
No, I heard what you said.
Like, that's a fresh, he just got a nice touch up there. It's either that or it's a bad wig. Or it's a bad weave.
It's hard to say.
I meant wig.
It's like he's got, like, Michael Myers hair.
It's like brown hair, but for a skunk. Right?
I wanted to answer what you're talking about there, but I'm so distracted by Nick Saban's mop.
All right. What do you think is more likely? Bad dye job or a rug? Because the more I look at it, it looks very ruggish. It's two-tone.
Ruggish?
Like a
rug-ish?
Yeah. Yes, like...
The line between the two colors are it's very hard.
The sunlight's not helping either.
There's no gradient there at
all.
And
here's the thing. This actually then will push back on our theory that it could be a rug, because the people who the hair companies who can either regrow your hair or give you a rug, the people who do both, they do a very good job of blending those two things. I saw it because they were a client.
All of them? Every one of them?
Well, the client that I had in Charlotte, that a guy that worked the front desk, you could not tell the man had a rug on. And he had a rug. I know because he pulled
what
it off
that?
Once. Because I didn't believe him. He was like, I'm also a client. And then he pulled the rug off and I was like, oh my God. Ugh. Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Doing very well. How
very
are you doing,
well.
Buddy?
I'm calling to tell you, Nick, you're a moron. I don't know what you're talking about half the time on here on these radios.
Oh, thank
like you. You would think the Browns have won 20 Super Bowls over the last few years the way that you talk. You do realize we've been the worst team in the NFL for the past 20 years.
Are you just gonna say something specific, or we just called me to insult? It's okay.
Oh, either way, well, I'll get very specific. What talent do you think that we have a Super Bowl talent roster?
The team that won 11 games with a backup, Dave? I would say that's pretty good.
Well, did you see who we played against? Read me off the names of the quarterbacks.
You know what?
So you're this guy.
You're this guy. Yeah, you're explain away success and make sure. Yeah, okay, you're that guy. Okay, Dave. Yeah.
Beat up on the little sisters of the poor. It's the NFL, Dave.
There are no little sisters of the poor. Come on, Dave. Get your head out of your ass.
Talent is lacking. We're not nearly a Super Bowl talented team. It's not even close. It'll be a joke if we make the playoffs this year.
I will say, maybe consult your religious figure. Dave's in a bad place. I don't get it, brother. You can't be an untalented team and win with a backup quarterback. I don't care how many teams you beat. Like, the idea that the Browns this last year were somehow flukish or that they weren't really an 11-win team, if Deshaun played and let's say Deshaun had an average year, and let's go ahead and go down this route, like, I could pick apart the talent on this team. And listen, the defense was hot and cold. I'll give you that too. They were still one of the top five defenses in the NFL. And I don't know if you know this, 11-win teams don't grow on trees, bruh. But thank you for the insult. I needed that today.
You needed it? Woke you up a little bit.
John, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
So earlier you guys were mentioning the Athletic article and the head Browns listed at 14 of the for pre-draft roster.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious, which seven NFC teams are ahead of them? I know probably the 49ers and maybe the young Green Bay team.
Oh, sorry. It was seven AFC teams that were ahead of them. So it was the Chiefs. The Ravens, the Bills were four, which is rich. The Dolphins, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Texans.
And NFC?
NFC is the Falcons, the Rams. Oh, this is not aging well. The Rams, the Falcons, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Eagles, that makes sense, and the 49ers.
All right, that's kind of like the AFC teams. There are some that, like you mentioned, the Bills, but like the NFC side, that's preposterous to have like the Falcons ahead of have a better roster than the Cleveland Browns. And even if Deshaun's like a top 12 quarterback, they're a top 10 team roster wise before draft.
Well, you know, the previous caller, Dave, would call us both morons for saying that.
No, we're stacked. We have like our roster is a great roster. Last year they had us like a top five roster.
I look forward to Dave eating crow in the fall, and we appreciate the call there, John.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Your thoughts? Where would you rank the Browns roster on paper? Because we're talking about the
out of the whole league.
Yeah,
12th.
You just pulled that number out of your.
Well, yes, of course I did.
That's the better way to put it. Keith is smarter than I am, and he's going to clip that. What teams roster-wise would you put in front of the Browns?
You put me on the spot. Like, I don't know roster.
It's literally in the DMs, bruh.
You're the prep guy.
Yeah, you are the prep guy.
Well, I didn't look at the DMs today.
Must not be the prep guy anymore. Oh, you were trying real hard not to say something mean to me, weren't you?
That's okay. I say mean things to you all the time.
That's fair. You and Dave.
I'll let you have this one.
216-474-0092. The Browns by The Athletic were ranked the 14th best roster before the draft in the NFL. And then basically they were like, yeah, they've only got six picks, so they're not going to do much to help it. Is that too high, too low, or
I think 12th.
You've been on that number.
Yeah, I mean, if you look around the AFC, where do you put them in the AFC? I mean, you have to put them probably like 7th
in the AFC. It's like, what are the six teams ahead of them? I'm just going to keep going back to that.
Chiefs. I think you got to put.
You got a Bills hat on. Just be a homer.
Yeah, Buffalo, I think, is better.
Not a chance in hell.
Well, their quarterback's way better than ours.
And the rest of the other 52 guys below.
I think Baltimore. I don't know. I mean,
that's three. We need three more.
I think the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. The Dolphins didn't make the playoffs this
year. I'd say the Texans.
Okay, the Texans. Well, they did beat them.
Okay. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's five. We just need one more.
What'd I say? Seven?
Well, no, you said six. Were seventh of the AFC, so you need six teams. We got five now. Well, I'll count them back to you.
Okay, so there's
Chiefs,
six.
Bills, Baltimore.
I'll put them sixth.
Sixth? So wait, you just give up?
No.
Couldn't find a sixth team?
Nah, because I was thinking about some other teams I think are going to be decent. Like the Chargers, I think, are a decent team. But their roster's not as good as the Browns.
You're really
trying to jam me up here, dude. Come on, dude.
I am. Well, okay, no, the point is I'm just trying to help you get where you want to go.
I got where I wanted to go.
We're driving the car together, all right?
Okay, we arrived.
It's like driver's education. We're driving together.
We arrived.
Because you gave up.
I didn't give up.
You could have found a six team. You could have just lied.
I don't want to lie. I wanted to be honest with the folks.
Okay.
Since when?
Okay, assassin.
Let's end the segment. Hey, I've got some news for you.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you next segment. Something really, really exciting could be happening here in Northeast
Browns
Ohio.
Browns move without the five?
Yes,
more to come. 216-474-0092 right here.
Are you just doing things that we do at the end of the segment?
Well, because we're up against it, and I just teased what I wanted to talk about next.
On the fan.
Right here.
Hey, listen, I've worked for a lot of PDs here. It's time to pay off the tees. That's how we do this in radio.
So you grew up here in Northeast Ohio. You were sort of down in that Akron, the Valley area. You're familiar with all that stuff,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, sir.
So are you familiar with the Arthur Treacher's in Cuyahoga Falls?
Yes, sir.
You like it?
I have not been there in about 20 years.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, number one answer. So here's the news.
Okay.
That Arthur Treacher's has just been sold. There's only two freestanding Arthur Treachers left in America.
I completely buy that.
And they're in Northeast Ohio.
You know, my little sister in high school worked at a Arthur Treacher's. Oh my gosh, what was the? It was half Arthur Treacher's, half a chicken joint, and it was amazing. We get free food all the time from there, and that's when she became my favorite sister.
All right, so here's a little background on this. So this Arthur Treacher's, there's two left, right? They had the same owner. This guy sold the one in Cleveland, well, Garfield Heights, back in 21.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy who bought it saw the great loyal customer following. So he reopened it back in 23. He just recently, earlier this month, bought the Cuyahoga Falls location.
Nice.
So now he owns two.
Okay.
Which is keeping the dream alive.
Okay.
Here's the good news.
Okay.
They may be bringing more back.
Nice. How far are we going?
On some Arthur Treacher's. So here's what he said. He said he's negotiating locations in the Canton area and on the east side of Cleveland.
So because he now owns these two, does this mean like he owns the franchise?
There is no franchise. It's just whatever's left.
Okay.
I mean, your question's valid. I don't really know how all the details work with that, but.
Because it had, at one point, it had like upwards of 800 stores.
Got to be, right? Yeah. I mean, they were in malls, in food courts, all kinds of places.
Okay, it's been more than 30 years. But when my family went to Niagara, when I was like 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 or 15, I don't know, time's a flat circle. We went there, I distinctly remember an Arthur Treacher's that we ate. And it was either on the U.S. side or the Canadian side. I don't remember, but I remember being so excited. They were like, what would you like? Because they had like French accents.
Oui.
And I as an 8-year-old kid, I was like, you know, I'll take whatever. And they were like, are you sure? And I was like, oui. And my parents were like, don't do that. And I really loved the Three Stooges. And they shattered her dream that day. But no, I'm all about this.
You all about it?
Yeah.
Good.
Would it become, I mean, you said, which side, east side of Cleveland?
They said east side for a potential location. And also Canton. So there used to be one on Cleveland Avenue in near the old Glen Oak High School where I went to school, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we used to go there all the time. Like it was walking distance.
So having gone to Woodridge, one of the things that was rough, if you wanted to skip out on like last period and go get some like fast food, man, it was a drive. You had to go all the way out to Graham Road.
Which
from Quick Road, that's like a 10, 15 minute trip, which when you're 16 and already nervous about skipping out on school is a lot. And one of the things that used to be over there way back, like the older people who went to Woodridge would always be like, there used to be a Treacher's like right down the road. And there is, I can't remember if that's the one that's left. Because there used to be one in the Valley, and then there used to be one
out. The Valley one's still there.
Okay, so the one that I was
Garfield
thinking
Heights,
on,
he said.
Out by Ernest Angley's joint. Because that's the one we used to go to more than anything. Way back in the day.
Well, what's the one? It's the Falls one's located right by Cuyahoga Falls Hospital.
Is it bad that I don't know where Cuyahoga Falls Hospital is?
It's a little further down from the Ernest Angley thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, because there used to also be one there on the strip there.
Well, either way.
When I was...
I'm excited about it because they're hush puppies, bro.
Yeah.
And the fish and chips.
Can I just tell you?
Come on, dude.
Living in the South for 4 years, that taught me about hush puppies. I learned. World's getting better, buddy.
One
Arthur Treacher's at a time. Real quick, let's take.
And something about the sign, too.
Well, because it's like sense memory.
It's just beautiful. Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's go with Nick. Welcome to the show, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
How you guys doing?
You like fish
doing,
and chips?
Doing well. Do you?
I'm from the South. Are you kidding me? I know all about hush puppies.
Attaboy.
Nailed it. All right.
Is my voice cracked?
What do you disagree with me on?
Dude, I just I don't understand your problem with Brock Purdy about he's a conditional quarterback. And I remember about a month ago, you interviewed Ryan Leaf, and you made some comments to him a little putting Brock Purdy down.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Ryan Leaf went off on you on the air telling you that. And he was kind of PO'd about it. It's like people mean-mouthing the kid saying he was a conditional quarterback, but he gets him there every year. He gets the job done, and he holds true. I mean, for what the kid's done, I just don't understand how you sit there and make comments that he's just a regular quarterback and you don't think much of him. I just don't get it.
Real quick, are you saying conditional quarterback? I couldn't understand the term you were using, buddy. I'm not trying to pick a fight, I promise.
No, I understand that. No, I just – you made a conditional you make comments that he's just a regular quarterback. He's not even – he's just a basic fitting quarterback,
basic
management,
QB.
All that stuff. So
Yeah, I think physically he's a very average quarterback. I don't see a special
limited,
quarterback.
Nick?
Well, yeah, I think he has some limitations.
Well, yeah, physically, yes. But look what he's done. I understand he's in a great, great atmosphere, great offense, great head coach and all that. But it just goes back to, you made that comment to Ryan Leaf, who I thought he was one of the greatest quarterbacks to come out of the draft, which I was wrong. But you interviewed him, and basically, dude, he played you on the air talking about, how can you do that? Nick, I'm sick and tired of people talking about him. That.
Nick,
what's that?
Nick, we just disagreed. He didn't flay me on the air. He has a different opinion than mine, and so we just kind of went back and forth. There's no flaying. But does not
what that kid has done, I mean, for what he's done, I mean, my God, if he doesn't get hurt in that.
Did you think Jimmy Garoppolo was, real quick, do you think Jimmy Garoppolo was a franchise quarterback?
No.
Okay. Because I see them as, they're different players stylistically. I think they're the same thing. I think they're a physically average quarterback that I think if you put in almost any other scenario, you wouldn't have the numbers that you have. I think they're a product of Shanahan and immense talent. It's not, I mean, they play with any one of those players, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, or Debo, any one of those, just one of those guys is elite. You put four of those guys in a roster with the best play-calling head coach in the NFL, I think it's okay to say, yeah, he's a good quarterback, but not much more than that.
But he produces in the situations that he's in.
What does he produce in the playoffs? Like his numbers?
Really?
Are his numbers as good in the playoffs as they are? Are his numbers as good in the playoffs where legit teams play versus in the regular season?
Isn't the playoffs what it's all about?
Yeah.
And where did he get them? NFC Championship game?
A loss in the Super Bowl. That's where I got him. Or sorry, NFC Championship game.
Nick, was he not hurt?
Nick, we're up against it, buddy.
I promise we're not running off because you and I disagree. We thank you for the call. 216-474-0092. Am I hating on Brock Purdy by having an opinion other than he is the greatest thing ever? Just kidding, Nick. I'm being a little facetious here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.